Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Thursday night, there was a community meeting in Cheltenham Township, where I live, with opportunity for the community to ask questions to members of the Cheltenham Police Department. By the time I left, which was 2 hours after it began, almost 20 people had dared to ask questions. Like, what does the police department do to ease the tensions and fears of its officers in the light of recent shootings of police? And do you have a policy against racial profiling? Would you be willing to post that policy on your website? The Cheltenham Police Department representatives were responsive, open, and not at all defensive. My impression is that they want to do good policing for the community and not against it. We found that out because we dared to ask. There is a lot of daring to ask in our readings for today. In the reading from Genesis, God's plan is to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities whose citizens were renowned for their violence. Abraham dares to ask God if God will save the whole city if only 50 righteous people are found there. Abraham dares to call God to God's most merciful self. Certainly there were wicked people in those cities, people who had done evil and deserved to face the consequences of their bad behavior. But there might be righteous people there too, people who did not deserve punishment. So Abraham dares to ask if God would spare the whole city for the sake of a few. And God agrees. In fact, Abraham convinces God to hold off on destroying Sodom if only 10 people are found righteous. Abraham dared to ask, and God did not punish Abraham for asking. Perhaps God was glad that Abraham cared that God's justice was indeed just. For God wanted Abraham and his descendants to also be just and merciful. Decades before, God had promised Abraham that his descendants would be a blessing to all nations. And in this reading, Abraham was a blessing, for he dared to ask for justice and mercy, even for those who would do violence to the people Abraham loved. In our gospel, a disciple dared to ask Jesus, "Teach us to pray." So Jesus did, starting with naming God as Abba. It astonished the disciples that Jesus would use the word Abba to address God. That Aramaic word is a very intimate way of addressing God. Pray to God as you would speak to your daddy, who loves you and treats you tenderly. Abba is a word that you would speak in the most loving, open way you can, knowing that the one to whom you speak loves you back. And you will not be denied any good request. Then Jesus gave an example of a man who also dared to ask. He goes to his friend's house late at night to take some food for a guest. The code of hospitality in Jesus' time required people to feed whoever comes to their door, no matter what time of day or night. And in the Middle East, in the desert, it can truly be a matter of life or death. So the person goes to his friend's house at midnight and asks for 3 loaves of bread and is willing to keep on knocking, possibly even waking everyone up, including the kids, to get those 3 loaves of bread. The person Jesus tells about dares to ask and keep on asking because his need is so strong. Jesus told this to illustrate why we should pray to God when we have a need and keep on praying. Martin Luther says, "The person who does not call on God or pray to God in trouble does not consider God to be God." In other words, if you are in trouble, of course you will call on God, and God will respond. Maybe not immediately, but God will respond. God is God, our faithful Abba. God is the one who has promised to be with us always, to love us forever. And then Jesus urges, ask, seek, knock. Our God will give. Our God will be ready to be found. Our God will be eager to open to us whenever we dare to ask. In Luther's commentary to this verse from Luke's Gospel, Luther notes that getting ourselves to the point of praying causes us distress and anguish. The devil immediately butts in and makes you start stewing over your prayer concerns. The devil is well aware of what prayer achieves and can do. That is why the devil creates so many obstacles and disturbances to keep you from getting around to praying at all, by urging you not only to ask, but also to knock. God intends to see whether you can hold on tight and to teach you that your prayer is not displeasing to God or unheard, simply because God's answer is delayed. Jesus urges us to dare to ask God, but we should also dare to ask each other also for what we need. To ask for what will take away our worries that we are stewing over, as Luther puts it. We should dare to ask each other for justice and mercy, from our police and from each other. I imagine there are a lot of questions of justice and generosity that people in our country are daring to ask these days. One question I heard this week was, will we pray for our enemies? That is, for good for our enemies, not for bad for them. Do we dare to ask that of each other? Do we dare to ask it to those who have power to make it happen? Or will we be content to let hatred take its course? So I wonder this day, what do we dare to ask for? From God, from each other, from our society. Let us dare to ask for God's mercy. Amen.